From WBUR Boston and WRNI Providence, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. It's Friday night, and we're joined by the great ambassadors of South African music, Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Hey, baby, hey, sing.
Hey, baby, hey, 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 beautiful girl.
Hey, baby, hey, sing.
Hey, baby, hey, 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 beautiful girl.
Come along to you, kiss me. Before I'm going, come along to you, kiss me. Before I'm going, don't you kiss me,
nice, nice.
Before I'm going, don't you kiss me,
nice, nice.
Before I'm going, come along, come along, come along.
It was Paul Simon whose Graceland album helped bring our guests tonight, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, to international fame. And Mambazo's leader, Joseph Shabalala, gave Simon the name Vulindlela, meaning he who opened the gate. But the home country fame and roots of this 10-man Zulu a cappella group go much deeper than Paul Simon. Ladysmith Black Mambazo comes out of a singing tradition born in the mines of white-ruled South Africa. Its distinctive sound is attributed to a powerful recurring dream Joseph Shabalala had in 1964 of a group of children singing in an unforgettable harmony.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, my baby.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my sweet.
Hello, my baby.
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 Hello, my chocolate.
Shabalala brought together family and friends and taught them that harmony, and a legend was born. Today, not only is Ladysmith Black Mambazo Africa's number one selling group in history, they've also become Vulindlelas themselves, opening South African doors at home and around the world. They've gone beyond promoting their own music. Today, Joseph Shabalala and Ladysmith Black Mambazo are hoping to preserve and release to the world all the musics of South Africa, from their traditional miners' music to new sounds rooted deep in South African culture. He's touring now with two new South African musicians that he wants the world to hear, Zulu folk guitarist 14 Shabalala, no relation, and concertina player Shong Shilo.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my baby.
Tonight, we'll talk about the old South Africa and the new, and hear music from traditional to right now. But first, I want to welcome Ladysmith Black Mambazo and its leader, Joseph Shabalala, here in the studio. Welcome to On Point.
Thank you very much.
It's so great to have all of you. What an impressive crew of guests you make. It's just
oh,
terrific.
Yes. Guys, say hi to this man. Hi, how are you?
We are great, and we are just deeply, terribly honored to have you with us here. I remember the evening. It was many years ago in the early 1980s. I was on a little island off the coast of Hong Kong, and a friend of mine pulled out a small cassette tape and said, you have to listen to this. It was just mailed to him from, he's a music-loving friend. Mm. And there it was on the cassette, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, I heard you for the first time. I didn't even know the name at that point. I'm sure it was a bootleg tape. I'm sorry for that. But I'll never forget it. Shivers up and down my spine way before Paul Simon, and you're still making this beautiful music. It's a great honor to have you here.
Thank you very much. You are very happy to be here.
Tell us what brings you to America this time.
It's because we love people, and we also work very hard at home to produce another young people from everywhere. There are many people, homeless people, people who have no home, but they have a talent. And then this time we love to show people that we are working very hard. We call it Moving Mobile Academy to America.
A movable feast, an academy of music.
Exactly.
On wheels, in the air, wherever it needs to be. We're going to be hearing from some of these new musicians tonight, but your group itself continues to make tremendous music, and now in a new incarnation, in a new generation. You started with brothers and cousins, and now you have a lot of sons in your group. Am I not right, Joseph?
Let me tell you something. It happened itself. Those people who used to say charity begins at home, they were not mistaken. And especially according to our tradition, according to our culture, a baby learns at home everything. And he goes outside and shares something with other people. But don't forget, where is your home?
So tell us, our listeners hear your one marvelous sound, but who makes up your group now? Are these friends, children, relatives?
Oh, there's a guy here by the name Albert Masbogo, the one who I began with him in 1969.
Way back.
And then other guys like Russell Mtembu, who joined the group in the 70s. And here is Jabulani, Dubazana. They also join us in the 70s. And then my brother, Joki Shabalala, and four sons, Tulan. This is Tulan, and this one is...
Hello.
Kulumape. Sizi Shabalala, and this one is... Sbongseni Shabalala, and my brother, Joki Shabalala, Abednego. Hey, here's another young Shabalala who sings the high part.
Hey.
Tommy.
You're handsome. You're beautiful. We want to hear you sing. There's so much we want to hear from you tonight.
Okay.
But give us some more of that fantastic music of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I think you've got a song here called The Star and the Wise Men. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it, and then let us hear it. What's it conveying?
In fact, the song is about the journey of three men who was following the star. And then we are following our star. It means follow your talent.
We know that story. We want to hear your music. Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Thank you. Kuye kwamemeza prophet emandulo. Kumemeza abantu abadala kangaka. We bantwana kansaleli ngani.
Umbiko wokuzalwa kwenkosi Jesu. Nanzo inkanyez, yendle nazo zonke ma, yalandelwa izazo, zivele mpumala, baba, baba wami, baba wami bulako, zimemeze ngazilinye, sithi izelwe. Inkosi yamakhosi, mama, mama wami,
mama,
mama wami, baba sakho, vunulo phela, shumaphimbolini, sithi, inkosi yamakhosi, qinisile umprofeti, yindle naso zonke ma. Masilandele khona sizophumele qinisile umprofeti indleko naso zonke masilandele khona sizophumele qinisile ngampela
qinisile
ngampela yena naso zonke masilandele khona sizophumele Gala sabezwa besho, gala sabezwa besho, sazizabona na timbale, sabe,
Sabe se se akoram Sakala sabe zabe shabantu masu Sase sasbunila na tengwa tina ingwela Safunde ingwa tina ingwela matu Sabe se se akoram Sabe se se akoram Sabe se se akoram Sakala Sakala Sabe zwa Beijo, faz a bunda na. Sakala sabezwa bisho mama. Saze sazibonela nathi safunde incwadi engcwele saze savuma ngemlomo yethu sasho sathi uJesu inkosi. Imama mathimba wibaba sakala sabezwa bisho saze sabona na. Hawu bafana masilandeleni lankanyezi khona nathi sizophumelela. Khona nathi sizothola lokho kwatholwa izazi zasempumalanga. Yebo, imama dimba, wibaba saqala sabezwa. Mesho, saze sabona na. Imba, wibaba saqala sabezwa. Mesho, saze sabona na. Yempalwe. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo is crowding the studio in all their glory and singing in all their glory, and it's just fabulous to have you tonight with your leader, Joseph Shabalala. There's so much we want to talk about tonight about Africa, South Africa, then and now. I know you're really focused these days on preserving culture, on preserving musical style and formats, and finding new voices that represent that. Why is that on your mind?
Yes, that is on my mind from the beginning when I left the instrument, guitar, and started a new sound because I had that sound at night. And when I take my guitar and try to play that sound, and the sound that I had at night was bigger than the guitar, I need somebody who set the guitar another keys and another staff notations.
This is from your famous dream.
Exactly.
But that was it a dream out of your culture, out of Zulu culture, or was it something from a different planet?
No. It was just like from the Zulu people, but to see those singers was just like you can't tell whether they were boys or girls, black or white, but the sound was beautiful. And then I work very hard to extend, to develop that harmony for my people at home.
We're going to come back and hear about the evolution of Ladysmith Black Mambazo from their beginnings through Paul Simon and beyond. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
Amen.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We are joined in the studio tonight by the full splendor of Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Here they are again, this time singing Home of Heroes.
Kukoni kaya la makawe ango bileyo Kuhlala abanwele vutwa lapo Izono nobuhlungu nobuhlupheka Akungeni khona nokukhala nokungcola Uvalelwe ngaphandle Akungeni khona kukhona ikhaya lamaqhawe angqubileyo kuhlala abangcwele bodwa lapho izono nobuhlungu nokuhlupheka Akungeni khona nokukhala nokungcola Uvalelwe ngaphandle akungeni khona kukhona ikhaya lamaqhawe angqobileyo kuhlala abangcwele bodwa lapho izono nobuhlungu nokuhlupheka akungeni khona Kukhona ikhaya lamaqhawe angqobileyo kuhlala abangcwele bodwa lapho izono nobuhlungu nokuhlupheka ungeni khona ngobizobu inkosi yamakhosi ngobuzobu uJesu emhlabeni wena uzoshonaphi ongenayo uJesu amen amen haleluya amen wosibiza bonke abantu mabeze kuJesu Amen, haleluya. Ushi inkosi yamandla. Ngiyathanda abangithandayo. Ushi inkosi yamabandla. Haba ngifunayo bayangifumana. Hey amabandla. Amen, amen. Amen, haleluya. Bonke abantu mabeze kuJesu.
Amen.
Bonke abantu mabeze enkosini yamakhosi.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Uyinkosi yamandla. Mina ngiyabathanda abangithandayo. Abangifunayo bayangifumana. Nkosi yamandla. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alleluia.
There it is. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, led by Joseph Shabalala. There's so much we want to hear from you tonight, but give us first the message in that song. We can almost pretend that we make out what it means, but you tell us.
Ooh, it's very difficult to interpret this song.
Home of Heroes.
Home of Heroes.
I heard Jesus in there. Is that in Jesus?
Fact,
No,
Home of Heroes, place of those people who are, I don't know, heroes. That's all.
And is it singing to national heroes, to Zulu heroes, to world heroes?
Home of Heroes.
This is a gospel song.
Gospel. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Talking about the home of heroes is where the people live after they die.
Onto heaven almost, onto the glory land.
That's related to heaven.
So there's the message. We also want to get the news from you. You know, Ladysmith Black Mambazo has been woven into the history and story of South Africa, and especially the birth of the new South Africa. You were there with Nelson Mandela when he got his Nobel Prize. You were right next to him when he took power in the new South Africa. We want to know from you, how is it going?
In fact, nobody knows. Maybe the guys knows, but it happened. Nelson Mandela is a man who loves traditional things, especially a person who knows what does it mean to respect. Mm-hmm. He loved the music of Ladysmith Black Mambazo because we uplift the spirit of the people.
And tell us
no
about...
No matter whether you're black or white, uplift the spirit of the people. That's why he always loved Black Mambazo to be there. He told me that he says only one word when he saw Black Mambazo this December. I said, now we're going to hear the music.
We're going to hear the music.
Nothing else. He just say that.
I guess that's all it takes, but I want to know something more from you. I want to know your estimation. It is now some years since white rule ended. South Africa is no longer white rule. Nelson Mandela's been in charge. You have Thabo Mbeki now. What's the state of South Africa in your mind? Are things good? Are things bad? Is it what you dreamed of? Is this new era turning out as you had hoped?
Oh, yes. In fact, in South Africa now, each and everything, you can go wherever you want to go. You can get the job wherever you want to go. All the gates are open.
No more restrictions, no more apartheid.
Never, no more restriction, no more apartheid. But only one thing, we need our friends to come and plant and build because we need more jobs. People are starving because factories working very hard, they are there. They can go wherever they want to go, like these young people who came to me. Could you please help us? And I sit down with them, try to connect them with their voices and the guitars, and end up like, okay, now it's coming better and better. Let us try something. And I talk to the people in America, American people. Sometimes they listen very careful. I said, I need something. These
put them to
guys.
Work.
And they said, okay, let us try to get money because the money talks. After 2-3 days, they came to South Africa to see them. And they said, okay, we are going to raise funds. At last, we get some few funds. And here comes 1-4. His name is 14, but I'm the only one who say 1-4. Another guy, his name is Shongshin.
So you're talking about these two musicians who you're raising up to say, world, look at this. This is a new sound from South Africa.
Just like Paul Simon, who said, hey, guys, in Africa, there are the guys called Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Black Mambazo are working very hard now to raise other people. Hey, good people in America. Welcome these two guys. Shongshilo, when you interpret that, is the man who
said
the word.
All right, let's hear it. Joseph Shabalala, if you say they're worth listening to, you deserve a good hearing. Let's hear from Shongshilo, that new musician being put forward by Joseph Shabalala and Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and 14, or 1-4, as Joseph Shabalala says.
I
Sun
for
And there's the new sound on guitar and vocals, 14, and on concertina Shongshilo. And along with that, we all hear the song, the whistle, the stomp. Well, you've got it all going on. Joseph Shabalala, you've brought these guys up because you want to show them to the world. We know South Africa, like every other corner of the world, is showered now with MTV and satellite television and top 40 from other lands. Are you trying to preserve, to protect, to renew something? Are you worried about globalization moving into your own culture?
This is what we call to plant the seeds, secure the seeds, to make sure that people can understand about their culture. And these guys are there for that. Encourage other people that if you have a talent, work very hard to raise that talent.
Is this the sound of South Africa today, or is it hip-hop? Is it, I don't know.
This is what we called Maskanda, we called Mkashio, together with the sound of Black Mambazo. Atambia is there because they mix, even the wedding songs are there and put their guitar and their concertina to
this. Is it what the young people listen to when they go to the clubs on Friday night in South Africa?
It's just like a new thing coming up, getting a chance. All along, people were just busy about the foreign music. And then here comes these young people with Black Mambazo. They present their harmony.
And you're trying to bring it to the world and bring more of this to the world and to other South Africans. Why? Are you afraid that this might get lost as South Africa rushes into the future?
Very afraid that we might lost the way home, because this is our home. This is our grandfather, grandmother. Therefore, I'm very happy if people accept us to present ourselves, our culture, because otherwise it's going to disappear.
Your sources of inspiration come from that culture, from religion. You're a preacher when you're not singing, am I not correct?
Nowadays, yes, I can agree with you, but early times I was just like a boy on the farm singing. And as the time goes, in 1975, and then I started to, a vision came to me that power you have is from above. And then I started to research, where am I going to do? And then I'm a pastor now, working with the people with many different things, getting many things from here to South Africa.
What's the name of your church?
Church of God in Africa.
There you go. And it's in your hometown, Ladysmith, am I correct?
In Ladysmith, in Durban, Johannesburg, in Hlabialingana, in different places.
Joseph Shabalala, how are white South Africans and black South Africans getting along today?
They get along like they were waiting. Some of them, they're still afraid that how can we work together? Mm-hmm. But those who stand by, they are very happy. They look like, feel like we are waiting for something like this. Mm-hmm. Those who are scared, they're still trying to hide themselves. Mm-hmm. But because of those good leaders, they just come.
And what about Mandela? He's old now. He's not the active leader of the nation, but he still has the father of the nation kind of stature. Does everyone look up to him as they always have?
Exactly. He is the, what I call, he's the pillar. Each and everyone, even any leaders, take an action from him. We were with him in this December. He was feeding the children, walking like a young man. He's just very strong.
He still speaks up and speaks out a lot. He was very critical of the United States and this move toward war with Iraq.
Mm.
He said that President Bush is threatening to plunge the world into a Holocaust. He said this is no way to go. It's the wrong thing to do. He said if there is a country which has committed unspeakable atrocities, it is the United States of America. They don't care for human beings. Nelson Mandela is upset about this move toward.
I'm always talking about peace, love and harmony, that's all. And he loves that too.
Yeah, and he's not afraid to stand up and say so, even when things are going the other way.
He said to me, I'm going to a next land, I'm going to a next home. Nobody can touch me there. He says so in December.
And you sang for him. What did you sing for Nelson Mandela?
Oh, we sing Homeless, Emaweni Webaba. We sing Diamonds on the Soles of His Shoes.
Oh, now you've got us hungry for music. Let's hear some more. We're talking tonight with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We've got them all in the studio. It's a beautiful scene. We've got more music coming up. Stick with us. Let's go into the break with Ladysmith Black Mambazo singing Homeless. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Homeless, homeless. The moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why, why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why?
Somebody sing.
Little man up. Little man up.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry.
Why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We are joined in the studio tonight by Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Here they are singing Uhambo, Journey of Man.
Uhambo zinsizwa za Black Mambazo.
Uhambo zinsizwa.
Uhambo.
Uhambo zinsizwa.
Zinsizwa.
Za
Black Mambazo.
Uhambo zinsizwa.
Uhambo.
Uhambo zinsizwa.
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 Ze Black Mambazo.
Safika Goli. Umandonga ziyaduma. Ngale kwantaba sikhala manzi.
Sabona umchuchuwa wentombi esokeni.
Safika kuli, sabonise kuli, umaqalaze zintaba.
Bam 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 bam.
Sanbon, 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 sanibingele.
Bam bam bam.
Sanbon, 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 sanibingele.
Bam bam.
sisifile lathina siphume Clermont singabafana basemnambithi sisifile lathina siphume Clermont singabafana basemnambithi sangena weyethu sinemaholo egoli ekhaya kwamshaba sangena weyethu sinemaholo egoli ekhaya kwamshaba kwajabula umama kwajabula ubaba izintombi zagigizela kwajabula umama kwajabula ubaba izintombi zagigizela kwajabula umama kwajabula ubaba izintombi hello
babam bam
hello 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 we are greeting
babam bam
hello 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 we are greeting
you bam
we are arriving here from Clermont we are boys of ladies
bam bam
we are arriving here from Clermont we are boys of ladies
bam bam
bam bam we rejoice father rejoice and the girls your little father rejoice and the girls we Father rejoice, Father rejoice, and the girls. Hello,
hello,
hello, hello, hello. Dumelang, 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 dumelang. Re fihle la rona, re tswa Clermont, le bashimane ba mnambithi. Re fihle la rona, re tswa Clermont, le bashimane ba mnambithi. Re kamelo yetu, sile maholo, Gauteng, ha yene ba mshabang. Re kamelo yetu, sile maholo, Gauteng, ha yene ba mshabang. Banana me, wataba da de banana ba di tiyes. Wataba me, wataba da de banana ba. Wataba da de banana ba di tiyes. Wataba me, wataba da de banana ba di. Sunborn, 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 I have been being alive. Sunborn, 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 I am living alone. Sisifi Latin, Pume Clem, Sinaba Fanaba Sena, Bum, 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 Bum.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo in the studio, led by Joseph Shabalala. And we hear that joy, we hear that word rejoice right there coming through. And you speak of it yourself, Joseph, how it's really the bottom line of what Ladysmith Black Mambazo brings is this kind of celebration, a kind of determination to feel and communicate that joy.
Exactly. When we talk about the journey of the young man, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, who worked very hard in the early time, in the 60s up to 70s, working very hard until they produced their beautiful sound, their talents, sitting down and do this, many hardship, many questions. What are you doing here? Who is managing you? How can you manage? How can you compose? How can you lead them? How can you do this? They suspect maybe we have another thing somewhere, somehow.
Something magic.
Something like, maybe Joseph is selling something and give money to these guys, but it was just like our people who support us.
And yet, we know that even in success, life is not easy. Life is never easy. And we know that this has come to you as well. Your brother, Headman, was killed. Your wife, Nellie, shot to death.
Exactly. Many things happened. Many things happened. But only one word. The task before us
when you
is
lost,
not greater than the power behind us.
But when you lost your wife, you can hardly lose more. Did you consider stopping? Did you consider quitting?
Never. Never. Because of the spirit which was there in my house, crying alone, praying alone, the spirit was there. There is the answer. You always call me and you ask, how are you? And I said, I'm at home waiting for you. Even now, I'm at home waiting for you. That makes me smile.
She sang too. She had the Women of Mombazo going on.
Oh, my God. That was amazing thing. Women of Mombazo. There's many groups. Women of Mombazo. White Mombazo. Rhythm. Shabalala rhythm. Today, Years 14. With Shongshilo. Many, many groups. We produce many groups. We did workshops in the universities. Even around here, I've been... UCLA. I've been there doing workshops.
Everybody wants to know that magic, and it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. We thank you for sharing it with us over many years, and we thank you for sharing it with us again tonight. It's a great honor to have you with us, Ladysmith Black Mombazo and Joseph Shabalala. Good luck with your tour.
Thank you very much.
Ladysmith Black Mombazo is performing around the United States over the next 6 weeks, along with Shongshilo and 14. To learn where they are performing near you, visit our website at onpointradio.org. We wish you all the very, very best of luck. And thanks for being with us, Ladysmith Black Mombazo.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
Let's close the show with Ladysmith Black Mombazo singing Zintombi. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. In a moment, I'll be joined by On Point News analyst Jack Beattie. First, let's listen back to the sounds of this past week.
How much, if any, is left of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction and related proscribed items and programs? So far, UNMOVIC has not found any such weapons. Another matter, and one of great significance, is that many proscribed weapons and items are not accounted for.
We cannot allow this process to be endlessly strung out, as Iraq is trying to do right now. String it out long enough, and the world will start looking in other directions. The Security Council will move on. We'll get away with it again. My friends, they cannot be allowed to get away with it again.
We have just learned that the inspections are producing results. Of course, each of us wants more. But the inspections are producing results.
If the forces of global evil have failed to achieve their aims on a square mile of Tora Bora against a small group of mujahideen, the recording said, how could they achieve them against the Islamic world? To our brothers in Iraq, to our holy warriors in Iraq, I tell them, do not believe the lies about the United States.
Once again, he speaks to the people of Iraq and talks about their struggle and how he is in partnership with Iraq. This nexus between terrorists and states that are developing weapons of mass destruction can no longer be looked away from and ignored.
The intelligence is not idle chatter on the part of terrorists or their associates. It is the most specific we have seen, and it is consistent with both our knowledge of Al-Qaeda's doctrine and our knowledge of plots in this network, and particularly its senior leadership has been working for years.
They fired missiles over Japan. What is the likelihood that they currently have a missile capable of hitting the west coast of the United States?
I think the declassified answer is yes, they can do that.
Faster economic growth doubtless would make deficits far easier to contain. But faster economic growth alone is not likely to be the full solution to currently projected long-term deficits.
And there is a week, Hans Blix reporting to the UN Security Council on the progress of weapons inspectors in Iraq. Blix says inspectors have not found evidence of weapons of mass destruction, but says weapons are still unaccounted for. Secretary of State Colin Powell telling the Security Council it cannot let the inspection process drag on indefinitely. French Foreign Minister saying inspections are working and need to be given more time. Osama bin Laden makes a return appearance on an audio tape broadcast by the Arab television station Al Jazeera. On the tape, bin Laden urged all Muslims to resist a U.S. invasion of Iraq. Colin Powell says the bin Laden tape is further evidence that Iraq and Al-Qaeda are in cahoots. CIA Director George Tenet tells the Senate Intelligence Committee that recent reports of planned al-Qaeda attacks are the most specific the government has seen. And later, in testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Tenet tells Senator Evan Bayh that North Korea currently has missiles capable of hitting the west coast of the United States. And finally, Alan Greenspan likes cutting dividend taxes in principle, but says he is worried about the huge deficits that Bush's planned tax cuts will cause. Jack, there's just too much going on here this week.
There really is. I mean, missiles on the west coast from North Korea, a thought that we've never had before. Osama bin Laden warning us again, and Iraq all at the same time. You know, listening to today's debate in the UN, mm-hmm. I was really struck with the feeling that there were sort of two fictions going on, and that the first one was from the Europeans, the French group, that they really weren't serious when they wrote the word serious consequences into the resolution, mm-hmm. that they didn't really think there would be serious consequences, and that basically they were willing to punt on the question that raised by the Spanish foreign minister, which was, has there been a single sentence? She said, I wait for the sentence that says Iraq has complied with the resolution. Mm-hmm. I wait for the sentence that will say they have accounted for the weapons that we knew they had as of 1999, and I have not heard it. I think the French and the rest say, well, yes, he probably has these weapons, but you know what? We can contain him, and having the inspectors there will help to contain him. And I even think Blix and Abarde both gave a little glimmer of that concept when both of them mentioned the notion of the inspectors as monitors.
That very is, nuanced, but yet there's a word,
very
monitor.
Very nuanced, mm-hmm. yes. Keeping an eye on testing, keeping an eye on new developments, a different role than, you know, finding the weapons and blowing them up. But on the other hand, I also felt that the United States was operating under a fiction that we've been pretending that we were going to go through this process, that we thought there was something to this process, that we were going to give it a good try.
Of inspections, that is.
Of inspections. But have we really given it a good try when even now the inspectors say they haven't gotten the kind of intelligence information they need? Have we really given it a good try when we're sending an army over there day by day?
And yet the inspections are only being taken seriously, it seems, because there's a gun to Saddam Hussein's head, and you can't hold it there forever, maybe not through the heat of a Gulf summer.
That's certainly true, but you don't want to get into the situation where the deployment drives the policy. You know, the deployment, if it gets cooperation out of him and something more than just procedure, if they begin to account for these discrepancies, it will have been a great success. And that's what you use force for. You use the threat of it to coerce other states to do what you will. But it's a different matter if you use the force, because then we own Iraq for who knows how long.
And Colin Powell saying this week, Americans should know it could be quite a while.
Yes, and even, you know, they were asked, well, how much will this all cost? And, you know, they're saying, well, it would really depend. I mean, they still haven't said, here's what it's going to cost. They haven't told the American people what it would cost in lives and in treasure.
It's not easy to wield a military like a scalpel. There's being a lot required here. It keeps the heat on, but to pull the trigger just at the right time or not pull it at all and still keep the heat on, these are high challenges. Jack, we'll be watching. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.
This is